So we are at Sifter's Record Shop in Burnage, without a doubt one of the most legendary, iconic record shops in the Northwest because of a certain band called Oasis. And I'm delighted to say I'm joined now by Pete Howard, the man behind the shop. How are you doing, Pete?
I'm all right, mate. All right, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the shop. Give us a bit of history of the shop.
Well, I opened my doors 1977, 46 years ago, which is a long time. And, well, I've been here ever since. I've been in this spot on Fog Lane 40 years and 6 years around the corner. I'm the Mulder Thrill.
Was it always a busy shop before the Oasis story came into it?
Yeah, we used to do all right, but it became a lot busier after Oasis. You know, there was a lot more. He sort of breathed life into it, to be quite honest with you.
So 1994, Oasis, from this part of the world, released the Definitely Maybe album. One of the songs on that was Shaker Maker, mm-hmm. which featured the line, "Mr. Sifter sold me songs." When did you know about that song and when it had been wrote and you were featured in it?
Well, they came in and asked permission. Well, apparently Coca-Cola, it was going to be by the World of Coke. You know, it was based on the old song, which is Before Your Time, by the New Seeker.
I'd like to teach the world to sing, yeah, that's
Coca-Cola
right.
Coca-Cola
yeah.
advert.
Yeah.
And, but they weren't going to let him use the work, so they had to find something else.
Yeah.
And Noel, but he actually said, to be perfect, that he wrote it at the traffic lights outside this shop. We're not sure that's the truth. Well, they were interviewing him a couple of years ago, and he said that in that, you know. Everybody sort of looked a bit thin, because he does tend to sort of, you know, vary his answers, depending on the situation.
Before that song came out, did you know the lads?
Well, we only knew them after Supersonic came out.
Right.
You know, because they were just ordinary customers, and brother Paul came a lot. And then Supersonic came out, and then we saw the fella on the front.
Do you remember them as customers in the shop, though?
Oh, yeah. Well, as soon as Liam was on the front of Supersonic, you know, we recognised him, you know. So, yeah. Because then we were chatting about it and giving him handy hints if he ever got famous, you know. That sort of carry on.
When they released Definitely Maybe, did you know there was something about them then, or did it surprise you how big they went on to be?
Well, you never know, do you? You know, because it's never down to ability, you know. Yeah. There were certainly, I mean, so many people coming here and they've got six album deals and all the rest of it, you know, and then you never hear of them again.
Yeah.
But they did seem to have something,
yeah.
you know. And, there was a big buzz about them at the time. So, yeah, we thought they were, you know, this time somebody was going to make you big.
So nearly 30 years on, you just said you're still surprised that people are still coming in talking to you about it.
Well, yeah, because they talk about it like they're still going. Well, they split in 2009 or 10 or whenever it was, which is a long time ago. Everybody talks about them as though they're still a current band. You know, I know both of them are operating individually, but like Lee singer in 1975 said, people would much rather be going to see Oasis, wouldn't they?
So how much has the shop changed over them 30 years?
Hardly at all, mate.
I take it you do well off tourism and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. The Manchester Music Tour comes in most Saturdays. And, all sorts of people, South Korean, Japanese,
So it's definitely benefited the shop then?
I'll say, yeah. It's brilliant. You know, I've become like a, you know, second-hand seller, music seller, you know, signing autographs and doing selfies. For 29 years, I'll say.
And it must have done well for the whole area and the community, the fact that so many Oasis and music fans descend upon Burnage to visit this record shop.
Well, they do. And, you know, they come, like, from all over. I mean, well, they come to look at the area, you know. And unfortunately, I'm part of it, you know, which is good.
For many years to come, hopefully.
Well, not for me, as you can see, but looking at me, I'll be well.
You're going to be here forever,
I'll be well gone.
I was just going to say, obviously having a record shop for so long, how do you think the music industry and the music that people come in to get, how do you think that's changed? And do you think it's changed for the better or for the worse?
Well, outside of this shop, it's changed completely, hasn't it? I mean, people are all downloading and they're not buying. But in here, I mean, this is an old person's shop. So the collector's still coming here. So I'm really not aware of what goes on outside. I mean, I don't have a computer myself. I mean, so I don't know anything about the downloading. But I'm dealing with people who collect. And it's a different hobby, really.
Do you miss anything about that time in terms of music?
Not really, because, like, as I say, I'm still selling that type of music, because most of the stuff I'm selling these days is pre-1977.
Right.
You know, so I'm selling the same titles in 46 years later, you know.
It hasn't really changed, like a time
warp. Well, like I say, in here it hasn't. I mean, if I get current stuff on CD, stuff that's in the chart, it doesn't fly out like it used to. It's not the cream, because the kids don't buy. The youngsters don't. Download it. I mean, the student market's back. The over 18s, it's quite trendy, you know, the more thinking person. goes into vinyl, you know, a quirky thing that the old folks do, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, mainly it's mentioned as
And what do you think about the whole vinyl revival? So, like you're saying, it has come back.
Well, it's great, but unfortunately, it doesn't come in. I mean, it's fine for them. If I can get them, I can sell them.
Yeah.
But people tend to keep them or sell them online. Mm-hmm. You know, because they look at it online and look what they're going for. Mm-hmm. Of course, they're going for a fortune. You see, and I've always been a cheap shop. Mm-hmm. You can't suddenly change your prices midstream. Because, like they say, they don't say, oh, Sifter's got better stocking. They say, Sifter's put his prices up. You know, so you can't win.
What music do you listen to, Pete?
I listen to it all. I do like everything. I mean, it's more sort of songs as opposed to artists.
Yeah.
I do like, I mean, even people I don't like, they've always got some songs I do like.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the best way to be in it.
Do you like Oasis?
Yeah, well, I like some of the songs.
What's your favourite song?
I like most.
Is it going to be Shaker Maker? Is that your favourite Oasis song?
No, it's not. I like most of the songs on the Morning Glory, the second album. I like most.
That's my favourite.
Most of the anthems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't really pick a special one out of that because I do like all those.
It's
you know,
a classic, isn't it?
It is. Yeah.
Do you find that you get a lot of new bands coming in wanting the records to be sold in here because of its history?
Not so much these days.
Right.
No, you used to. You know, they used to have boxes of 25 CDs, you know, to sell them. Could never sell a single one of them. And every time they came in, I said, well, if we sell them, you'd be the first. And never do.
Do you keep much Oasis stock in here purposely, actually, or just what comes in?
They sell them. It's a second-hand shop, so it's whatever people sell.
Yeah.
You know, and unfortunately, I mean, everybody wants the vinyl, you see.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, they don't. Nobody sells it. Or if they do, they want far too much for it. And I'm better off not having it.
Yeah.
Because I mean, if also age groups are asking, I mean, kids are asking, they say, you know, got any vinyl, mate? And I say, yeah, here it is, £100. You know, you lose a friend, don't you?
Yeah.
It's like going into an art shop and asking for Rembrandts or something like that, innit? You know, so it doesn't work. So I'm probably better off not having them, but if I could get them reasonably priced, I would, you know, I would.
Since like nearly 30 years ago now, 29 years ago, have you spoke to any of the lads since? Any of the Gallaghers? Do they keep in touch? Do they pop in?
Well, the last time. I saw Noel, he was with the CBS camera crew and they were doing a documentary, you know, sort of the roots of Oasis, that sort of thing. And that was a couple of years, two or three years ago now, that, and I've not seen him since then. You know, so they don't, the mother, you know, Peggy still lives around here, but they don't really come round here.
I bet you must have had quite a few other famous faces in wanting to see where Oasis and the Gallaghers bought the records from over the years.
Not that many, to be quite honest. You get the old Coronation Street person, but that's not it, really. No.
So what's the future hold for Sifter's Record Shop? Still many more years to come yet?
Well, yeah, I would hope so. If I can hold some sort of record for age, you know. I mean, but I'll be go as long as I can, you know. Yeah, you know, they'll probably find me dead by my 50p rack or something, you know, in the end. But you don't give up your hobbies, do you?
Absolutely not.
This is a hobby.
It's been an absolute pleasure meeting you, and at the end of the day, yourself and Sifter's Record Shop, it's in the musical history books forever, so it's been a real pleasure meeting up with you, Pete.
And you too.
Thanks, Pete.
Thank you. Cheers.